Welcome to Create the Movement podcast. Create the Movement is an online marketing team focused on collaborating with law firms and businesses nationwide. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement. Welcome back to Create the Movement podcast. This is your host, Brad Post, and I am excited to be sitting with a new friend of mine, or a longtime friend of mine, Adam Colbert of Rocket 31. Adam, how are you doing?
Doing good, Brad. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So just kind of want to give you a little history on Adam and his tie-in to us. I think it was a little bit over a year ago, a couple of our team members found Adam on I'm not sure how they originally connected, but started kind of connecting with Adam, asking for advice on SEO and email marketing and getting more leads. And Adam was just awesome, such an awesome guy. He worked with a couple of our team members for several months. And then for the past probably 3 months, Adam and I have been connecting with Dominic as well, and just kind of, you know, increasing our relationship and looking forward to potentially working some projects together in the future. And Adam, I'm excited to have you, man.
Yeah, me too. I'm excited to be on.
Yeah. If you could, Adam, maybe share a little bit with our listeners about kind of how you got started. Actually, if you could share what Rocket 31 is first, and then, kind of how you got started in doing this type of work.
Sure. Yeah. So Rocket 31 is just a full service digital agency. I mean, we do SEO, web design, pay-per-click, email marketing. Basically, we're kind of like a one-stop shop for anything digital. And I got started, you know, it's an interesting story. So I was working for I was in the corporate world. I was basically a traveling salesperson. And I was doing a lot of B2B sales, so I was traveling all over the USA, and it just kind of started to wear on me. I started to get tired of traveling and just, you know, not being home. I was gone usually at the peak of things. I was gone, you know, 4 to 5 days out of the week, and I was selling business services to retail flower shops. So that was, so I travel around and I was selling software, websites, point of sale systems, and just general business services. So I just kind of had the idea that, you know, I'm already selling B2B services. Why don't I, you know, if I were to do this for myself, I could probably make a lot more money and I wouldn't have to travel around. So that's kind of how I got started. I started a couple of my own websites, just, you know, local lead generation websites, and, you know, just kind of learned how to do SEO and learned how to build websites and everything. And then finally I felt like I was ready to start selling it. So I just took my sales ability and started, you know, calling on local businesses. And then, you know, over time I've since built up a small group of salespeople. And now I have, you know, fulfillment staff that handles a lot of the actual work that goes along with doing the marketing for the local businesses. But yeah, that's kind of how I got into it.
That's exciting, man. Like, I have a similar story as far as, yeah, working kind of corporate in America, traveling, and then, yeah, just kind of getting tired of being on the road. So, man, that's exciting.
Yeah.
It does. It does. Well, let's talk a little bit about, you know, email leads for your company. That was one thing that you've worked with us very closely. You know, to kind of tell us some of your thoughts on that. And I know you could probably talk for hours on that, but just kind of, yeah, developing some leads, you know, for the business owners that are listening.
Sure. Yeah. So my number one source of leads for my business is email. So what we do is we run email campaigns every week, and, you know, when we're targeting, you know, this is B2B, so we're targeting small business owners, and we send them out an email, and I send it out in my sales guy's name, so that way, you know, when a lead comes in, it's going to the salesperson. And so what we do is we send out an email message, and then we send the the prospect to a landing page. And then when they get to the landing page, they can either call in directly or they can fill out a contact form and we'll send them out a free competition report. So yeah, that's my number one source. I mean, we do some Facebook advertising, but the number one source for lead generation for me is definitely just cold email. And I think that relates to just to regular businesses. You know, even if you're not selling B2B services, if you're selling, you know, B2C, you could be selling anything. You can definitely use cold email. And a common misconception is that it's illegal to send email to somebody who hasn't opted into your list. And that's not exactly true. There are a lot of rules. If you're selling pornography or pharmacy products, there are a lot of rules around that. And you know, fortunately, we're not selling anything like that. I'm sure probably most of your listeners aren't selling those products. So you don't have to have somebody opt into your list to send them an email, but you do have to honor their opt-out request. So you can send them a message, but you have to, there's a couple of rules. You have to have your business name, you have to have your address, and a clear, easy way for them to opt out. And another rule is that you have to be clear in your message. So you can't say, in the subject line, you can't put, we're going to give you $100, and then in the email, not give them $100 or not mention a way to, it has to be relevant. You can't use misleading subject lines. That would be against the law. But, and another common misconception is that you can be sued for sending, or you can be fined, I believe, for sending just one email to somebody that hasn't opted in. You know, that's actually not true. In fact, you can only be sued under CAN spam law, which is the federal law that regulates email sending. You can only be sued by a state attorney general or the FCC. You can't,
okay.
Brad, if I send you an email that you don't like, you can't sue me. You can't hire a lawyer and sue me. Now, maybe you could under some state law, but I'm not a lawyer. This is just what I have heard from a lawyer. So I would definitely, you know, check with your local laws, but I just wanted to bring up that misconception.
Right, which is, you've obviously had to contact an attorney before because of your awesome and aggressive techniques, right?
Yeah.
Because some of the stories you shared in the past with us, which are kind of funny, we won't go into here, but that is a common misconception. And even, you know, sometimes when you opt into an email, you can't, you know, it's hard to unsubscribe, but you know, a lot of them do have that. But I think a lot of people think the same way with cold calls and cold emails. I think we talked about that last week, but that's good.
I can tell you, I could also go into the process if you think that would be helpful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool. So I can use a couple. We've done a couple campaigns this week just for some clients. And one of our clients was a fitness learning company, and they sell continuing education materials to fitness professionals. So you know, if you're a fitness instructor, you need to be certified and you need to have a certain number of hours of continuing education every year to keep your certification. This company would sell you that service. And then another one we worked with was a company that they sold a training system to doctors. So there's these things called pellets. They're hormone pellets. And you know, if you need a hormone replacement, instead of giving yourself a shot, you can actually go to the doctor and they inject you with this pellet, and it's like a time release. It releases the hormone. But anyhow, this company was selling pellet therapy training to doctors and anybody who could administer these pellets. So email was definitely the best route to go for these companies, just because with the pellet therapy, it would be incredibly hard to target this particular type of physician that needs the, you know, that could benefit from their service via Facebook or even AdWords. And another thing is the search volume was very low. So there's not, you know, maybe 10 people a month are looking for pellet therapy training. It's just not something that, you know, that's searched. So, you know, organic SEO really wasn't a good route for this business. So email turned out to be the best way, just because we could get the training in front of the people that needed to see it, and, you know, almost interrupt them and say, hey, you know, your practice can grow exponentially if you, you know, if you offer pellet therapy, and then also if you take our training, we'll teach you how to leverage pellet therapy to, you know, to grow your practice. So what we ended up doing was we needed to get a list of emails. So I use a tool called Scrapebox, and it's, you know, it's kind of a complicated tool to somebody who's never used it before, but if you, you can go find it online, but basically it's an extractor, and it can go to any website and parse the HTML code and then extract any information you want. You know, in this case, we're using it for extracting emails, but you can use it to extract, you know, phone numbers, names, or anything. And another, what I believe is an easier but more expensive platform is called, I don't remember the name of it. I don't know if it's close.io. Brad, do you know? Are you familiar with this?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, it might be close.io, but there's a there's another platform. I'll have to get that and give you a link to put in the description. But
okay.
But anyhow, so what we did was we found all of the potential, you know, potential clients for this company, and then we scraped their email address. And one thing that you need to make sure you're doing when sending, especially cold email, is you need to verify your list. So you need to run your email list through a verification platform. And if you could just, you know, you can go online and Google email verification. And there's a million tools. One of them is bulkemailverify.com. And that's the cheapest one that I found. But what verifying does is it removes any spam traps or any dead emails. So if you go to send out 10,000 emails and 2,000 of them are dead, your email service provider is going to shut you down.
Right.
So yeah, they're going to know that, you know, they're going to know what's going on, and they don't care for cold email. So if you maintain a clean list and keep it to where your bounce rate's very low, under 3% would be ideal. You know, you'll be able to survive and have some longevity. But anyhow, we ran the emails through the email verifier, got back a really large list, and then what we did was we built a landing page. And if you're doing email marketing for a specific message, you don't necessarily want to send people to your homepage of your website, just because you're getting the traffic there. And if you get them to your homepage, there's a million ways that they can get lost. You know, they can click on a menu link, or they can, you know, get lost in looking at, you know, a map of your location or whatever. So the goal is to hold their attention, and just the only option on the page that you send them to should be the option to get the result that you want. So whether that's, you know, download our free ebook or buy this product, you don't want to really give them any other option other than to do what you want them to do. So that's what we did. We built the landing page, and in this case, we offered a discount on the product, and it was a huge success. You know, they got to the page. The training cost $1,000, and then there's also a refresher course as well. But we were selling the main training, and it cost $1,000, and they sold 7 or 8 the first day, which was insane. It was actually, yeah, it was way more than I thought.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was huge. So then what part of what we did was we made sure to put a Facebook pixel on the page, and that way, if we did want to remarket, because anybody who hit the page was showing some interest in this training, so we got a Facebook pixel on the page, and that way we can remarket to these people, you know, down the line. And then, of course, we kept the list of people who opened the email, people who clicked, and then, you know, people who purchased were removed. But then, you know, then we're planning another campaign for this, next week. We'll actually send another offer back to the list to see, you know, we want to test, because we got a bunch of people. We want to get the people that opened the email to take action. If they opened, they, you know, they were obviously, there's obviously some interest. So we need to figure out how we can, you know, sell to the rest of those people.
Yeah, I was going to ask, are you looking at writing two separate emails, one for the open and one for whoever clicked on it? Or would that be kind of the same?
No, we would do something different because, okay. Yeah, and that's where it gets kind of advanced, right? So if you really want to dial it in, you can show, you should have different messaging for people that have taken different action. So,
okay, right.
Yeah, I mean, if they opened it and didn't click, they may need to see a different message than somebody who opened it and did click. Right? So maybe the people who opened it and did click and got to the page, maybe something, maybe they need to see a different landing page.
Right.
Right? Because yeah, they went to the page, but they didn't buy. So maybe the people who opened it but didn't click need to see a different email message.
Exactly.
That's the best way to do it, in my opinion.
That's exciting, man. Yeah, and then we can kind of go even deeper past that, and that's kind of what you worked with our group on. But that's awesome. So step one, scrape box. Or you said the other one you're not sure on, but then verifying it through a bulk email verifier, and then setting up a email service to send out those bulk emails. Correct.
Yep. Yeah.
Of course, draft up
the pretty big process.
Yep. Sorry. No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say it's actually a pretty big process. So if you're the kind of business that benefits from sending email, you should definitely take the time to set this up correctly. And what that involves would be making sure that when you set up your email service provider, whether that you're going to use an SMTP service like SendinBlue or Amazon Web Services or SendGrid, or if you just want to use, you know, a platform like Mailjet, or I guess even ActiveCampaign would be a platform, or Drip. Whatever you're doing, make sure that you take the time to actually add the DNS records to your domain. So there's two different records. One's called DKIM, which is, it basically validates that the email originated from your domain. And that's important for spam filters, because if a spam filter doesn't see that record, it's going to think that somebody could be spoofing your email and that it could be a phishing attempt or something. So that's an important thing to do. And then there's also another record called SPF, which stands for Sender Policy Framework. And I'm not too clear on what that actually does, but I know it does have to be there. So definitely add that record as well. But yeah, that's pretty much the steps.
So there's a lot to go into there, but the bottom line is you need to hire a company like Adam or ours to help you set that up, right, Adam? Because it's
exactly.
I know our team went through just multiple training calls with you to set all that up. So, yeah. It's a lot to look into. If we could move on, Adam, if that's okay with you,
sure.
What would you say is the one thing that's really exciting to you, about business right now?
Well, just right now, I mean, we're in a growth pattern, so we are hardcore focusing on sales and growth, and it's exciting. I mean, it's just exciting right now. Every time somebody signs up a new account, it's just, you know, it's like it's just exciting. You know, almost you hear like the cash register go cha-ching, you know, every time I get those emails. But yeah, that's what's exciting right now. We're just growing, and we're just, that's it, man. Just trying to grow and be the best that we can be and find better ways to, I guess, find better processes to service our existing clients. You know, I think everybody has growth pains, and with my company, it's been not necessarily fulfillment, but just staying organized and being able to have a system in place that, okay, this client needs this done today, and just getting those systems in place to where we can fulfill very streamlined, and then offer, you know, and if you can be streamlined in fulfillment, your cost goes down, and then you kind of pass that savings on to your client. So that's been an exciting process. I mean, I don't think we've mastered the fulfillment process yet, but that's something we're working on.
Awesome. What are some of the tools that you use kind of on a daily basis that you would recommend to our listeners? I know you mentioned a few of them, but
yeah. Well, it depends on what type of business it is. So if you're a, trying to think of an example here. I mean, if you're a construction company, you may not have as much use for some of this stuff as somebody who's selling a course or somebody who's, you know, doing B2B sales. But tools that I use daily. One, of course, is Straightbox. I use Sales Genie. My team uses that, and Sales Genie is just a database of every business in the USA, and also gives a contact name for the business owner. And, you know, it gives a phone number and an estimated credit score. But that's a big tool for me, and it's just the guys will cold call from that, and it's been very helpful. I use pretty much it's just the normal stuff, really. I mean, really, the Straightbox is my favorite tool. It is complicated to use, but once you master it, if you have a need to extract information from a website, that's the tool that can do it. I use Google Apps for work every day. I use, I think what that's actually pretty much it, man, that would be relevant, I think, to your audience.
Okay. What would you say, Adam, is the best business advice that you've ever received? If you could narrow it down.
Oh my goodness! If I could narrow it down, my best business advice may not be what I've had be my best business advice may not work for everybody. But somebody told me a long time ago to don't worry about the minutia of things. If you have a goal, get it done. Don't worry about the small stuff. Get the revenue in the door, and the small stuff will fall into place later. So basically what that means is, if you're, don't worry about necessarily building out the perfect funnel or the perfect, you know, website optimization system or have the perfect SOPs in place. Just focus on growing your business, get the sales in, and then all that other stuff will fall into place. But at the end of the day, it all takes revenue. So you need money to operate a business. So sales should be the number one focus. And then I think I had a very wise man tell me one time that if you're not, what did he say? If you're not being threatened with legal action, you're not doing it right.
That's good.
You told me that, yeah. Brad.
we've got some stories as well. Well, Adam, thank you, man, so much. It's been a real pleasure. You, any last words for our listeners?
Yeah, just, you know, if you, email marketing can help grow your business in any capacity, whether you are, even if you are a B2C company, look at obtaining an email list and, you know, leverage that email list to increase your sales, especially this time of year. We're going into the holidays. This is the ad prices are going to go up. So if you're doing Facebook ads or pay per click, you know, these big companies have big ad budgets for this time of year. So you're going to be paying a higher cost per click. So if you can figure out a way to get into some email marketing, definitely a good tool for this time of year. Brad, I just want to thank you for having me on. It's always a pleasure, and yeah, I'm sure we'll be in touch soon then.
Absolutely. Well, you can find it's Adam Colbert at Rocket 31, and his website is rocket31.com, rocket31.com. And again, Adam, thank you for being on.
All right. Thanks, Brad. Here.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Create the Movement podcast. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement.